All right, two items first that I know you're going to want to know about. Listen, I think Landon's already addressed what happened the other day. Just real quickly, I love Landon. We had a quick conversation this morning, and then I had a quick conversation with Eli, and then all three of us had a really good conversation that was very productive, and I'll just leave it at that. It's between them, and they were really great, and I'm going to just leave it alone. The second thing is that Davis Webb will be the second quarterback going into this game. Having said that, that's no reflection on Geno. That's just an attempt. Last week I told you all that we were going to try to get Davis Webb ready in case we could get him in the game. There's no guarantees that we will get him in the game, but he will be the number two on Sunday. So having said all that, I'll open it up.
You've met individually with...
Both individually first, and then all three of us together.
Did you get a good feeling when the three of you worked together?
It was great. It helped me.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just felt good about talking to the guys, and I thought it was great.
Steve, a couple of weeks ago when this kind of started to stir, you said you were going to let them handle it themselves.
Yeah.
Do you regret not?
Maybe a little bit, yeah. But I just felt like it was the right thing to do at the time. But it was productive.
When it comes to Davis's reps this week, do you plan on doing the same thing in your, I think you called it the Giants versus Giants portion of practice?
We did do that today. And we didn't have eight. I cut it down. I can't remember if it went to six or seven, but it's not quite as many. But I believe Eli got the first one of each one of those periods. It's two separate periods. And then Davis got the other ones. And then Davis and Geno did the same thing they do every week, where they get all the look team reps. They split them. So that was the same.
Well, not much change. I'm sorry. Not much change to Davis's practice.
Not from last week. No, but I mean, you got to prepare as the second quarterback to possibly play in the game. So, you know, but he's been doing that all the way through.
Eli tend
to play him in the game at some point.
But Eli Manning. I got to make sure I stay on my Eli's here. Eli Manning is a starting quarterback. We're going to go in the game to beat the Washington Redskins with Eli Manning, and we will just take it from there.
Then why even make Davis the second?
Just the process of getting him the two, and if something does happen, then we would have spent some time last week getting him ready, and he would be the guy that would go in.
John, at the time when the quarterback decision was made, he said, look, these guys need to play, and they need to play substantial amounts, not just the fourth quarter late in games. Did he ever relay anything like that to you?
You know, Jordan, that I wasn't privy to any of that, so I'm really not going to go back to that.
Has he mentioned that to you, though, over these last couple weeks?
Yeah, the conversations that in-house, I'm going to keep in-house. So just please respect me on that. And this is what we're going to do right now. We just think it's good for where we're at and good for the organization going forward.
What has Davis shown, as opposed to what he didn't show last week, that made you?
No, it was going to take a little bit more, in my opinion. I'm not a quarterback guru, but it was going to take more than just 1 week to say, okay, if something happens to Eli Manning, that we could put Davis. So we just need a little bit of time.
What would be your confidence level and expectations if we did get into a game?
I feel pretty good. I'd like to talk with Mike and Frank a little bit. And get through the week. But, I mean, I've told you this before, that he's been preparing. I see him in there all the time, so there is some comfort level there, but you don't know until you get in the game.
Spags, do you think the Landon-Eli Apple thing can be repaired? Can they be teammates who work together as much as you have to work together, at least as teammates?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly am going to keep our conversations private, but based on what I was part of this morning, I would say absolutely, yeah.
Obviously, a lot of it was made about the fact that he seemed kind of separate from the defense on the sideline on Sunday. It doesn't seem like he's handled, you know, being inactive very well. Do you feel, is there some regret that maybe you guys, as coaches and front office, didn't handle this the best way?
No, but I'm not going to get extensive on what we did, how we did it. I just think that is in-house, it's family. I realize this business is very public, but everybody's trying to do the best for the team and for the individual.
Did you have a problem with the way he handled himself? I mean, he was kind of just sitting off by himself on the bench most of the game or anything.
I'm not aware of that. I'm always facing the other way.
Is he going to play cornerback on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, we got to go through the week of practice. and we'll see when we get to game.
You mentioned the other day that Apple played 60 snaps the week before.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that many.
Yeah, 60 out of 68.
So he basically,
Brandon got hurt.
He didn't start the game, but he played the whole game. Then the next week you said, well, you wanted to keep the continuity.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's a first-round pick, and you got street guys out there on the field. So well, why isn't he on the field?
Well, the way the practices went last week, we felt that the two guys that we played practiced better with the group, and that's why we went in that direction.
So it was a merit-based?
Yeah, no question.
Steve, did you tell Landon that you were disappointed in what he said on the radio?
I'm not going to go into the conversation that I had with Landon.
Are you disappointed in what he said?
I'm not going to comment on that. Landon and I have a great relationship, and I'm good.
Spags, how much of kind of the stuff that has gone on here really since the beginning of October maybe, in your mind is a result of the losing?
Losing is frustrating, and when frustration and emotions get involved, sometimes this happens. I mean, you hope it doesn't happen, and you hope it's handled certain ways, but yeah, it's part of growth. I mean, it was something I talked with the guys about. I mean, I do think all of it's growth. I think some good will come out of all of it. I truly believe that. We'll find that out later what it is.
I don't know if it strikes you as it does me. I mean, some of the people you counted on most last season who performed at a very high level for you last season have been a few who have in many ways disappointed you the most. And I'm just wondering, how do you rectify? Is that something about his character, his play? How would you explain that part?
Well, I know, I mean, without, you're not talking about specific people.
Jack Rabbit played great a year ago.
Yeah.
DRC was someone you could rely on a year ago. Landon, obviously. And Eli Apple had a better first year than second.
Yeah, I don't know that I have an explanation for it. I mean, sometimes when the continuity doesn't click, I mean, I will say, just speaking defensively, right, because you brought up, you know, one thing I realized a couple weeks ago is we've had, and I value this in a defense, is we've played with five different Mike linebackers. I think that's hard to keep it. You know, that person in the center, you know, those great leaders like the Antonio Pierces and other guys that you see around the league, Luke Kuechly, I mean, they kind of keep it all together. And it's hard for all of the guys when that changes a lot. That may be one of the reasons. And then you have to ask the guys individually. Now, I do think that there were, like you were talking about Jackrabbit, who I saw this morning in the training room. I know part of what he struggled with was, and he had his ankle injury, and it never really went away, and he fought through it. Landon fought through injuries, and so I think that, I don't want to make excuses, but I think that had a little bit to do with some of the difference in play. That and a lot of moving pieces is what I remember throughout the whole season. I'm talking about just defensively. It kind of got hard to hit a groove.
I mean, there was stuff off the field. I mean, Jenkins' ankle doesn't affect, you know, showing up for practice and stuff. I mean, that stuff doesn't bother you?
You know, one incident. Can I be honest with you? I really don't want to go back to. I don't want to rehash the whole.
Well, I just mean in general. It seemed like there was so many kind of controversies on the defense this year.
Yeah, it all came at once. All separate, individual incidents, not one reflective of the other. Just all separate.
Coach Landon was insistent that he wanted to start the final.
Maybe some of that coming from.
When you look at Eli Apple, he's a young player, is obviously struggling with some things, both on and off the field. Do you see growth potential for him? Do you think he can get through this and pass this and get to a spot where he's productive as an NFL player?
I think a little bit differently than most people, but I always believe that in a person, that something positive can happen. There can be positive change. I'm not a person that gives up on people, just in general, so I certainly wouldn't do that in this case.
Coach Landon was insistent he wanted to start the final games of the season. What was that conversation like with him when you talked about shutting him down, putting him on IR?
Yeah, it was, you know, he's got a broken arm, you know. Yeah, you know, so that was
it's
somewhat easier.
Was it emotional for him?
Ah, he's disappointed, but he understands.